Section 7. Shaggy Dog Stories. Part 1. 10 Shaggy Dog Stories.
The Intelligent Dog.
I'm going to tell you about an extraordinary thing that happened the other day. The day before yesterday, about 8 o'clock at night, a young woman approached the box office of the best movie theater in the city. She had with her an enormous dog with a beautifully groomed coat. She bought 2 tickets and went toward the door, followed by her dog. The manager of the theater spoke to her, saying,
"I'm sorry, miss, but dogs aren't allowed in this theater."
"But I have a ticket for him."
"I'm very sorry, but animals aren't permitted."
"You don't understand. This is a special case. My dog is so well trained and so intelligent that he's almost human."
"I see that you have an exceptional animal,
promise you that if there's any problem, we'll leave the theater immediately. I assure you that this dog isn't like any other dog you've ever seen."
"Well, all right. I'll let you go in, since the theater is almost empty tonight. Nevertheless, your dog will have to behave himself, or you will have to leave."
Several hours go by, and now the people are leaving the theater. The manager sees the girl with her dog.
"I congratulate you. You were right. Your dog behaved very well. I've been watching him, and it's amazing how quiet he was."
"I told you that he's well-trained and very intelligent."
"He certainly is. It even seemed as if he was enjoying the movie."
"Oh, he did enjoy it. He liked the film very much. However, he liked the book much better."
The most amazing act in the world.
"Hello, John. What are you doing here?"
"Hi, Peter. I've come to see Mr. Brilliant."
"Mr. Brilliant? The famous theater agent?"
"The same."
"Then you finally perfected your act."
"Yep. After 2 years of hard work, at last I have done it. I finally succeeded in training an ant."
"So you've trained an ant. Amazing."
"I have worked 16 hours a day on this act. But little Andy is sensational."
"Yes, it's worth all that hard work to produce an act like that, my friend. Just think, you're the first man in history who has trained an ant."
"I'm sure little Andy will soon be known throughout the whole world."
"You're a lucky man. You'll be famous. You'll be rich."
"Excuse me, Mr. Miller. You can go into Mr. Brilliant's office now."